Jamie, you hand over.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
No big deal. It only held us up a minute. It was
All
fine.
right. All right.
I was just telling everybody, what we do here is this is a series of interviews I'm doing where I interview various people in the research communities that I know either from Facebook or they have a YouTube channel or people I just talk to, other researchers from forums or whatever. And I'm just trying to get everybody's personal story. So I'm not here to, you know, debate them on a point by point discussion of everything. I want them to tell their awakening story, the steps they took and what they've been through and how it's affected them and stuff like that. So all that being said, Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
All right. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
we've been
sure,
trying
man.
To get this for a few weeks, but it's just been – I've had a lot of stuff going on with work too.
Yeah, no, I understand how it is.
okay, so the first question I usually ask people is, you know, I'd rather phrase it like this than the term, you know, woke up, because that term gets – you know, and you know, people saying they're so woke and this and that. I can't stand hearing that. But you
right,
know,
right.
Made you realize that, you know, the world's governments and media and other institutions that maybe we want to get into. What made you realize that all these things really couldn't be trusted, and you had to look at everything like on your own and start researching things for whatever reason, whatever topic.
Well, back when 9/11 happened, I saw it as how it was being portrayed, and it always interested me. But then, as I came to hear more things about, you know, how the government can't be trusted and this and that, and you know, the hoaxes, and then I started hearing about crisis actors, and it's like, wait a minute, this isn't. I mean. It sounds more like a crisis, you know, like a hoax than anything else. It was perpetrated. And then I started hearing about it being perpetrated by people within the government, how George Bush did 9/11 and things like that. And then I started looking at, well, this isn't happening, or this hasn't happened the way that we are being told, that there's something deeper that's going on behind the scenes. And this doesn't sound right. You know, and then the whole thing with the seven terrorists not being able or not knowing how to fly planes, but
yeah,
you can fly a plane directly into a tower. You know, it just didn't make any sense to me.
And they could skim one right along the ground into the Pentagon.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And that's what made me question it too. The hole in the Pentagon was that of a, you know, a round cylinder, you know, of a missile, you know, and especially at ground level. And the plane that supposedly went down in Shanksville, you know, where's the plane? There's just one big hole. And it's just, stuff didn't add up to me.
Was there a certain documentary or somebody's video or podcast you heard, was there a certain moment for you where you just totally changed the way you looked at 9/11? Because for me, like, I looked at it the official way as well. And then I saw a movie called World Trade Center with Nicolas Cage, which was a propaganda piece, but it was still made me question the official story enough where I needed to start to dig. Was there something like that for you? Or was it just a black?
I can't really think of one specific video. But my brother was a big flat earther before he moved out to California. But he used to live in Oregon, and he would always, you know, share these videos or, you know, post on his wall how, you know, the earth was flat. And I'm just like, whatever. Yeah, right. You know, I just didn't think anything of it. And he's like, no, dude, you look into it, and, you know, everything makes more sense when you realize that what you are being told is not the truth. And research flat earth and you'll understand, and everything will make sense to you.
Oh, and so you that? Do you research flat earth before 9/11?
Well, no, that came way later. Flat earth came way later. You know, 9/11, you know, 2001. And I really didn't, you know, think much about the flat earth, because, you know, why would the government lie? That's what, that was my thing. You know, so I just always went with the notion of, you know, they're not lying to us. Why would they lie? You know, mm-hmm. but after looking at 9/11 started making me question. I never did question, you know, the shape of the earth at that time.
Yeah. So before we get to the shape of the earth, while we're still on 9/11, as you went through 9/11, right? So first, obviously, once you have your doubts about it and you're researching it, you're obviously at the point where you don't trust the mainstream media and the government. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say. Yep.
Okay. And then there's, we know there's another level. There's another level of people that present themselves as truthers, like, say, an Alex Jones and these type of people. And we all fall into that web for a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you? How long did you fall into that web, and which characters was it with? And for me, I fell into the Alex web, not for too long, several months, though. You know, Alex and these other people, like, and other people fall into Ike and people like that. Who did you fall into, and what was it, the breaking point with them, where you're like, all right, now I see that there's this going on, too. There's this phony alternative media. Like, because, like, for me, it was Alex Jones.
Right.
And no place on 9/11. Like, what was it for you?
I was, you know, I enjoyed watching Alex Jones, and I just the way he spoke and the way he presented himself and the way he presented his, you know, so-called evidence or whatever. And I was also in, you know, to watching Joe Rogan. I loved watching Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, and boy, that's rough.
Then it got to be, you know, and then my buddy was, you know, my buddy was trying to introduce me into, you know, different conspiracy theories, and he never really brought up Flat Earth to me. But, yeah. You know, he was a big, you know, MMA fan, which I am too, and, you know, Joe Rogan, UFC, and so we'd watch his podcasts. And sure. There was one point in time where he said, Jamie, I want to show you something. And yep. He's like, you like Joe Rogan so much? Well, check this video out. You know, I think it was the video that I sent you where, you know, he was Illuminati controlled, and he said, show me, you know, evidence of a UFO, and I'll lie to my mother.
Oh yeah, I know the exact video. He said he would chill for the CIA, the FBI. Yeah. He lied to his own mother's face. Then he disappeared. He comes back after a year with a podcast, and the first episode he has Neil deGrasse Tyson on, and then he denounces the moon landing.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And I know exactly which episode you're talking about. There's no way we went to the moon. And then he has Neil deGrasse Tyson on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy, right? That was so crazy. Honestly, you know, that is the definition of a sellout and a shill. And I don't like to throw the shill word around. I don't like what it's going on. But there's people that are obviously shilling for the government, like Neil deGrasse and Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan is just like, man, he defines the word by doing that, because everybody is entitled to flip their view. You know what I mean? But all the details of the moon landing hoax, as well as I do, as well as you, as well as anybody, and he would used to mock people for believing in the CGI on stage and everything and laugh in their face.
Yep.
He uses the exact same rhetoric. He used to say, there's no way we went to the moon. There's no way. And now he says, there's no way we didn't go to the moon.
Yeah, it's ridiculous the way somebody can flip-flop like that. But, you know, that's Hollywood for you. And after I found out that Joe Rogan was, you know, a shill and that he did that flip-flop, I'm like, I can't really trust anything this guy says anymore. Like, and then he wears on one of his podcasts, Round Earth Shill.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Him and Mick West.
Mick West, yep, Mick West. Scum. You know, so who's to say that the earth can't be round and flat at the same time? Like a plate or a quarter, you know, like you said, who's to say, you know, those lands outside of Antarctica or down in Antarctica, that extra land, or, you know, it could be a, you know, just like a disc or, you know, a circle shape.
Even exactly. All I ever say is it's flat as far as we can go, as far as we can observe it. What's past Antarctica? It could slope up, slope down over there, but still, the Earth isn't moving, and it's not a ball, and where we live is flat.
Right. So there was this joke on YouTube or something about how flat earthers, they think that the Earth sits on the back of a turtle, Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've seen it all. I can picture the exact image of it right now. It's made the rounds, trust me. I know exactly what you're talking about. Just like all flat earthers don't believe that Australia exists or some dumb shit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've got Facebook friends from Australia, and granted, I've asked them, because a couple of them are pilots, and they just think the flat Earth is crazy, And I've actually had people unfriend me on Facebook because I tell them that the Earth is flat, and
Oh, of
just
course.
look into it, and it'll make sense to you. Oh, I have looked into it, and it's just dumb. Well, no, you haven't, because if you have looked into it, if you have researched flat Earth, you will understand that it's not dumb, and it's basically a spiritual awakening. We are all here on this earth to
Yep.
know more about where we are, where we come from,
Yep.
and just who that higher power is. God, Jesus Christ, whatever,
Wouldn't it be nice to get back to that? And isn't it funny how people nowadays are under the mindset that people back in ancient times were ignorant? Like, those people were so much more in tune with reality than we are. It's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that I don't want to call it a meme, because meme is, looked at as being a joke, but we use those memes as a way to get people to look at something, so you don't have to, explain it to them, using, like having a conversation with them. It's a quick way to get them to understand, be hey, like, look, this is how, like all the ancients, the Mayas, the Greeks, all these different ancients,
The Hindus,
and yep, the Hindu.
the Hopi, they all, yeah,
Why
all.
do the Hindus wear the like jewel, or that's to symbolize the dot in the middle of their forehead? It's enlightenment, and that's, basically what Hollywood is. That's, Illuminati. Illuminati means enlightened one, and that's Hollywood for you. Hollywood will portray things in their movies that are, oh crap, my phone's about, it's low on battery, so if I happen to drop the call, then I really can't come back to you because I got no way to charge
All
my
right. Well,
phone.
let me ask you a few things about Flat Earth, about your
Okay,
history.
all right, all right.
When did you first, finally say, I'm gonna watch a Flat Earth video or listen to somebody explain it to me with an open mind? When was it? Like a date?
Probably, actually, it's really new. It probably, early 2017, mid 2017 is when I started really listening to, my brother talk about the flat earth, and actually having an open mind to it, and watching a few videos. He would always say to me, he would always ask me, Jamie, what did you learn today? What did you learn today? And I really couldn't give him an answer, because I wouldn't watch flat earth videos as religiously as he did. He watched them all the time. I was more casual in it, and I would just watch it whenever, my mind, whenever I thought to do it, it wasn't as constant or consistent as he did,
Yeah.
but the flat earth has awoken me to, to so much more, because flat earth will lead you into other areas of research.
Where has it taken you?
Flat earth has led me into becoming more spiritual with myself. I've come to the realization that religion is a bunch of BS.
Well, now that you said that, before you even get into that, I just want to say one thing.
Okay, I'm
I
sorry.
always tell people, no. I just want to make one point that I
Okay.
sound like you would agree with. I always tell people I'm spiritual now, but I'm not religious, and there's a big difference.
Exactly. No, that's exactly right.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to throw
No,
that out
that's
there.
fine. But that's exactly right, because what does religion teach you? It teaches you to have faith. who teaches you, what teaches you to have faith? Church. You don't have to go to church every Sunday to be religious or to be spiritual. You don't have to, you know, go to church every Sunday to know who God is, to be closer to God, Jesus Christ. Which it actually, it was funny because when I saw that this was going to be the 13th episode, I'm like, oh, you know, that's, you know, 13, that's an unlucky number. And then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. 13 is a very prominent number throughout the Bible. And Jesus Christ, the letter J being the 10th letter of the alphabet, and the letter C being the 13th, being the third letter of the alphabet. So 10 plus 3 is 13. You know, I thought that was kind of crazy, so. But yeah, it's very prominent throughout the Bible, as far as I could tell, you know, because I actually wanted to look into it, and I did find some stuff that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What for you is the biggest proof for you that the Earth's flat or that you don't live on a globe? Like for me, my number, and it's an in-depth explanation, which I won't get into now. You guys have all heard me say it. But for me, it's airplanes, you know, flying and landing on a spinning ball. It's just absolutely
right. Exactly. Exactly. What so it's funny that you mentioned airplanes. I actually went up in an airplane. My buddy had his own plane, and he was asking me questions about, you know, oh, you guys, you know, flat Earth. And because I asked him if he believed in, you know, that the Earth was flat. And he said, no, you guys are all dumb, you know. And then he asking me if I wanted to land the plane, you know, he let me fly it. And then he's asking me if I wanted to land it. And I'm like, am I going to be able to land on this runway when the Earth is spinning the opposite direction from east to west or whatever it is?
That's
west
my favorite
east.
Part, dude.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Then they'll tell you, well, the atmosphere is spinning with the Earth. Well, if that's the case, then it's only spinning one direction. So is it always just going like this?
Right.
But if I'm cutting through it north to south, how would I even do that? If the atmosphere is spinning sideways at me, and then how am I going to land if the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour at me west to east and I'm landing north?
Right.
You'd be dead.
But another thing that I really like is the Chicago skyline.
I love that.
That was another one.
Remember when that hit YouTube, and then that weatherman came out the next night, and I was just like, "Oh my God, I can't believe that he just called the Chicago skyline a mirage."
Right. That was the most ridiculous thing ever, because, you know, we're using, as flat earthers, we're using, you know, the globey math, I guess, 8 inches per mile squared. And how can you see something, you know, that far away when, you know, the Earth is supposed to dip, you know, 8 inches. Right, exactly.
60 miles. And the tallest building, which happens to be the old Sears Tower, so we're not talking about a small building. It's only 1,500 feet. I say only, but it's still 1,000 feet less than it would need to be even to be peeking up over the alleged.
Exactly. And another guy that I like to watch is, you ever heard of Delano?
Oh yeah, Delano's awesome. He cracks me up, bro. He's awesome, bro.
Delano,
man, he's a riot.
And then, you know, if you're small enough that, because the Earth is so big and you're small enough, you can't see the curvature, but you can see the ships go over the curve, supposedly.
Yeah.
When you're at the beach,
like 3 miles away. Yeah, like yep. 3 miles away. Yep. And the craziest thing is that thing's been debunked 7 ways to Sunday, and yeah, they still use that as one of their top globe proofs. Yeah. And it's like literally the easiest thing to debunk. It's like literally, people go to the fucking beach and watch the thing disappear.
Yeah.
Pull out something with a zoom and bring it back. Do you have a magic camera that lifts the boat? Do you have a magic camera that lifts the sun? I mean, really, now you're lifting the sun with your camera? Or are you going to admit that you don't know what's going on?
Exactly. And I had a question about the sun, actually, because I've, you know, getting into like a debate with my buddy. He was asking me questions too, like, oh, well, if you can pull the sun back into view, how come I can't do it at midnight, you know, pull the sun back in the sky? It's like, well, you know, with the sun being that, it goes off into the distance.
Too far away. You can't see it.
Exactly. So as the sun doesn't set, it goes into the horizon. So I don't see it getting smaller. Okay. No,
it goes into the horizon, and then when you can bring it back up over the horizon, yeah, you can do that, but only to a certain point. You can't do it when it's on the other side.
Right. Because, you know, just across the river, you know, we have another town called Mandan. And I said, can you pull that streetlight back into the – back up, you know, back over onto this side of the river? No, you can't because it's too far away. It's too – you know what I mean? And like you said, the sun is too far away. So there ain't no way, you know, but I was just wondering, you know, with, because typically when you see something go out into the distance, it gets smaller, but does the sun really get smaller as it's going into the distance? I really never saw that.
Yeah. Well, it's also a lot bigger than any other objects, even though it's way smaller than we're told, it's still so much bigger than any of the other objects, like an airplane or a bird that you see go off into the distance.
Well, right, yeah, exactly.
So it could be a different way we perceive it with our eyes, because maybe we're losing it because we lose things at 3 miles or whatever over the horizon. But at that point, this, you know, people want to say it's 30 miles wide, whatever. Say it is, right?
Right.
If it's 30 miles wide at 3 miles, it's still going to look really gigantic to us. And on the scale, maybe it doesn't look much smaller. You know, I don't know
exactly.
I'm just saying, I don't know. We still have a lot to figure out, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy thing is people think we're going to know everything. Like you said, you just started in 2017. I started in 2014. That's not even long. That's only 4 years ago. Like, so we're supposed, don't most people, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, whatever it is, we're supposed to have all the answers that go contradict all the lies we've been brainwashed from all the institutions our whole life. Like, we're supposed to have that already when we don't have the resources and everything. We're just putting all our knowledge and stuff together. That's why I think it's important that everybody connects and everybody, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody, not to say everybody, let's get along, but everybody, let's try and get along and just share information. Because, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and I just want to touch on this really quick, and I'll leave it alone. But I was actually talking to a friend on Facebook today about religion and the Bible and things like that, and she was totally against what I was trying to teach her. I'm trying to share my spirituality and what I have learned, and she's disagreeing with me. So what she perceives the Bible to be is she's reading it literal, and in the same message, she said, but there is a lot about this side of heaven that we don't understand. But you understand the Bible so much, yet you tell me that we don't understand a lot about this place that we live. And how do you know that we live on a globe? Dude, where are the pictures at? You know? Oh, well, the Himawari 8, you know?
Oh,
I was told about that. The Himawari 8. I'm like, seriously? Really? No. That's your proof? Okay, well, whatever. You know, it's ridiculous. And people don't understand because they don't take the time to understand. They just go by what they've been taught all throughout school, because we've been conditioned to believe, and you will carry that belief system all the way into adulthood, and you might carry it all the way to the grave, and without ever knowing, because you didn't have an open mind, you know?
Yep.
And with me, it makes you a happier person. Like, this place was designed for us, and how can you believe that it's hurling through outer space at a million miles an hour, you know, came from the Big Bang, and that makes us insignificant, you know?
Yeah, an explosion came from nothing.
Yeah. And it's just
an ever-expanding universe. We just keep expanding. And
yeah. And that's another thing, too. You know, people say, oh, well, where's the edge of the Earth? Can I just go fall off? Or can you just, you know,
the edge of space?
Yeah, where's the edge of space? Oh, this space is infinite. Well, if space is infinite, why can't the Earth be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's just so much more that, like you said, we don't know.
Yeah, this and that's what's fascinating about the flat Earth, because it's not just finding out that the Earth is flat. It takes you on other avenues too.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
But about what is on this Earth, like, you know, you've seen me. We've done shows about the giant trees lately, just different stuff like that.
Even
bigger hoaxes that people know about are really tied into this, like a population hoax or a scarcity hoax, because if they're hiding more land and resources, they can just price gouge and all types of shit that doesn't run out, like they do with fuel. You know that oil regenerates from the Earth. But they're
for sure.
Some people that comes from dinosaurs, dude.
And and you know, so dinosaurs are real, huh? No, they're mythological creatures, but you know, they're being pushed on us as being real creatures, dude. Everything.
We wouldn't run our cars without them, bro.
Right. Everything comes from mythology, you know, and astrology, you know. But I know that you don't know a whole lot about that, so. I don't know how deep into that I want to get right now, but
I mean, you could touch on it if you want. If that's what you're passionate about, I want to know what you know your story is.
Right. So you know, an atheist's belief is we come from stardust. Okay, no, that's not true. We are of the stars because we have our own astrological sign known as the zodiac, astrology. And with Christianity is, I don't know how deep you've looked into this, but it's all about, you know, the worship of the sun. And I know that you have some Facebook friends that are into that. And, you know, that's why we go to church on Sunday as a day of worship. It's to worship the sun. And, you know, there are passages in the Bible that says, you know, the Lord is a sun and a shield, not S-O-N-S-U-N. You know, God is the light of the world. Jesus is, you know, Jesus is our risen Savior. If the sun didn't come up, we'd all be dead. You know, we get our energy from the sun. You know, we get wind energy, solar energy, you know. The panels, the you know, we get light, you know, from the sun. You know, that's just what I mean. I don't know how much more simple a person can make it, but people are conditioned to believe, you know, that Jesus Christ walked this earth, you know, thousands of years ago. Well, cool story, bro. You know, cool story. Jesus, okay, the Bible isn't history. The Bible is his story. The Bible is the story of Jesus Christ. And, you know, how Jesus Christ walking on water? No. When the sun, you know, shines light across the water, that's symbolic for Jesus walking on water. You know? And it's just it's crazy how you try to explain that to people and they don't want to hear nothing about it because they want to believe that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead.
And don't you think that could be sort of an agenda to make people be kind of lax and not like, you know, just kind of like, oh, we're just going to wait to be saved type of thing?
I know. Everybody, you know, Jesus Christ is an archetype for our higher consciousness, Christ consciousness. Okay, if you're aware of the oily substance that's in our spine, known as the Christos oil, which I'll compare that to when you are baptized, when you're a baby, that's the holy water is symbolic of the Christos oil that runs up your spine, and only through meditation can that be heightened. Can it, you know, that, and that will raise, what's that? I'm sorry.
I've never even heard of it. So it, like, it's something to raise your consciousness type of thing. Like a natural.
Yeah. So the Christos oil only becomes heightened when, you know, through meditation, and that raises the chrism and it travels up the back of your spine, you know, along the medulla oblongata up into the, you know, it raises your chrism, okay? And or crown, the crown of Christ. Okay, so that's you know, the way I look at that. But that is, you know, close to your thalamus or your pineal gland. Have you heard about the pineal gland? Have you?
Yeah, I was going to compare this to that. I'm like, this sounds kind of like that, but in a different.
Okay, yeah. And the, you know, in Genesis 32:30, it says, you know, Jacob called the place Peniel, and this is where he saw God face to face. Okay, so Peniel is a place in Israel along the Jordan River, and, you know, that, you know, your pineal gland, it's, you know, and the pineal gland, it gives off melatonin that helps us sleep, you know, and it also secretes DMT, if you're aware of what DMT is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I think that's where a lot of our dreams come from, because I've always been interested in that too. And, you know, why do we dream? Where are these dreams coming from? You know, it's crazy. And so Christ being your higher consciousness, your Christ consciousness, and only through meditation will you become, or you will be closer to God, or, you know, Jesus Christ. And that is, oh crap. Okay.
What happened?
So, yeah. Oh, well, no, my, the battery on my phone's getting really low. So like I said,
how much you get
call drops? I can't even really tell. All I don't right. have well, the percentage.
Let me ask you a couple big questions that I definitely need to get in before it ends, and then we can come back if you're still on. All right. How is awakening other people in your personal life gone as far as family and close friends and stuff?
That's very difficult, because I'm trying to tell my dad, and my dad's got a pretty much open mind, but he still thinks that, you know, I don't know if he's on board yet, but he gives me and my brother a lot of crap about it, but half joking, you know what I mean? But I think my brother's kind of woken him up to the fact that, hey, what you believe that you're living on, which is a spinning ball through outer space, that's not what it is. And this is a more spiritual place. And this place was designed for us. And, you know, there's no aliens or space life out there, at least how we're taught that, you know, aliens to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But, maybe from lands down here.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, trying to convince family is not really going well
at
all.
It's near impossible for everybody, bro. It's not
right.
Just,
right.
Everybody has a similar.
There have been a couple people at work that I've been trying to, you know, explain to, and they've literally laughed in my face. They've came back the next day and they've said, "Jamie, I'm sorry that I laughed at you. I actually looked into it, and you're right." You know, and they brought up the Book of Enoch, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
yes, I am, but now because of flat earth.
Yeah. So they read, you know, through the Book of Enoch, and yeah, Jamie, you're right. I'm sorry I laughed at you.
That's a strong way in too. I mean, that's not fucking they're going right after the gospel.
Right. So is that why, you know, the Book of Enoch was removed from the Bible? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Go ahead. Initially, when I first heard about the flat earth, and then I heard about, you know, flat earth being in the Bible, and I know, you know, you're friends with Nathan Thompson, and the 200 plus verses, I wanted to actually find where it said literally flat earth in the Bible. And I found a book, the Bible, from 1536, the William Tyndale Bible of 1536 actually says flat earth in the Bible. And I trying to
you had of it. Yeah.
Huh? Trying to explain that to people. I mean, it was written in old.
Yeah, what? Uh-oh.
Okay, sorry. I had to drop a call. But
yeah,
you know, trying to like this Bible is written in old English, so it was really hard to decipher. But it did, you know, have the words flat earth in it. And oh, well, maybe you're just misinterpreting it. No, I'm not.
No, it said straight up flat earth. Like the other ones, I know of the other Bible quotes, they don't say the words flat earth. They talk about stationary and the earth having ends and it being
right,
no curve.
Right.
The earth doesn't move and all this. But the one you have actually says the words flat earth. And it was old. I think the word flat might have had two T's on it or something like that.
Yeah, but get this. Okay, so the Bible of 1536, William Tyndale said flat earth. And it wasn't until 1611 that the King James Version came out that it was changed to open fields. So it's just trying to wake people up to the flat earth is hard enough in itself, but it's I don't want to say it's been easy, but you know, if you wake up one person, that's enough. You know, it's like, well, I did my job. You know, I even if it was just one person, but trying to get people to listen to, you know, that religion is fake, that's a whole nother ball game. And that's been the most difficult. That's why people don't bring it up. That's why people don't bring it up.
Yeah. I know. I can imagine the heat you take when you do bring it up.
It's terrible. Like people delete you from Facebook. I mean, big deal that you got deleted from Facebook. Well, is that not a platform to share your views and, you know, have a conversation and not a heated debate? I mean, Facebook is for heated debates all the time. I've actually gone into flat earth, or not flat earth, but into globe discussion groups with, you know, a bunch of globies. And just trolling them, just to try to plant a seed, but no, it's not even worth it. Not even worth it, because they're so dead set against it. They don't have an open.
Crazy. That's what I don't get. And people say we were all there. No, not really. I mean, we were all believing that lie, but I didn't act like these people do. Like once I seen, I actually didn't have anybody show me it. I took it by piece from the moon landing to the ISS and satellites and then to flat earth and stuff. But if somebody shows me something, I don't just fucking go and ridicule them and hang out in groups to ridicule a topic I don't agree with. Like, who does that? They hang out in flat earth?
Yeah, I know. That's
dude, if you think it's so stupid, why are you still here? I would have been gone in less
than yeah.
Like,
but get this. I've actually had a guy, you know, private message me and say, hey, let's talk about this. Like, what you're saying makes a little bit more sense than what I'm being led to believe. I want to hear what you have to say. Like, it's almost like they were listening to what I had to say, but they had to listen to the group because, you know, they're all buddies in there. So let's private message this guy over here away from the group so they don't know, you know? And to this day, I think I see one of them now becoming a flat earther. I can't be positive, but the name just looks very familiar to the name that private messaged me all those, you know, year or so back. But yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's, I mean, nobody's going to know the true model. I mean, it could be square for all we know, but squares are flat. I mean, you can have a flat square or a triangle or whatever it is, you know, but it makes more sense that it is a flat plane. And
it does
that. I mean, people want to argue, is there a dome over us? Well, you know, there's a lot of
I think there is, but I wouldn't tell somebody, oh, I can prove it and you're wrong when you say there
right,
is.
Right, right. Okay, have you seen the TV show Under the Dome?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not be any more clear? Oh, well, that's Hollywood. That's television. That's a TV show. Well, do you know what Hollywood actually means? Have you ever looked into what Hollywood actually means?
No, what's it mean?
Okay, Hollywood, the ancients or the Mayans, the Greeks or whatever, the wizards used for their wands.
Yep.
That was made from the Hollywood tree for casting spells.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
chat knew that too. They said wands, magic wands, right before you said it. Steve Burton in the chat, so he knew about that.
Yeah, and that's Hollywood. They cast spells on people, but they will put truth in movies and television shows because you'll look at it as, oh, well, that's Hollywood. That's not real. Yeah. But they're telling you. You know what I mean? And have you ever seen the was it a French 1912 or like A Trip to the Moon? Did you ever hear about?
Yeah, it's actually the first sci-fi film ever, and it's about a trip to the moon.
Yeah, so they were pushing it way back then, and NASA wasn't invented until 1956 by a Nazi. So. Yeah. Go figure, you're going to believe a Nazi? I mean, of course they're going to push they're going to push deception on you. You know, but they know the truth. They know the truth, you know?
It's crazy. And in my opinion, you know how you said about how Hollywood puts the stuff in the movies because you'll look at it and say, well, that's Hollywood? I also think a part of it, too, and I have to bring it up, is I think that they have to almost like – it's okay, in their book – like kind of like how the Masonic saying goes, you know, they have to show their hand. I think for these people, like as long as they show you their hand, it's okay to them. That's why I think when we see things, speaking of NASA, like, okay, you know how you'll see a lot of flat Earth videos break down the glitches on the ISS and stuff.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but they'll say it's because it's in real time and they're doing these edits on the fly. I say, why would they ever do the edits in real time? You would never have to know if it's live or not. They can just slap a live banner on it. And that stuff is all going through post-production. They know those mistakes are in there. I think they're doing it on purpose, honestly.
Exactly.
I don't think that's – why would they do it live? Why would they edit the video live? From a space station that you can never verify if it was live or not.
Maybe right.
You would have to do live, but nothing else you would ever do live.
Right. And the whole bubbles in space, that video, where they – did you see was it a TMZ or something? They caught him coming out of the car. Or do you remember when I asked you about bubbles in space? And he's like, bubbles in space? I don't know. What are you talking about? Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. He's such a clown. Oh, yeah, and he's the longest astronaut. Let me touch on the numbers real quick. You'll like this. You know how they put the 666 everywhere in the NASA
math? Right.
0.66 feet per mile squared, 66,600 miles an hour, you know, all of it. 66 degrees on the axis.
Yeah.
So Scott Kelly, the guy we were just talking about, he was allegedly the longest guy on the ISS, and he came down and they pulled him out of the water 666 days after he went up there.
Jeez, yeah. So the number 666 is actually, you know, it's pushed on us as being evil. Which, in all actuality, it's a spiritual number. And it just means...
Like Gloria talks about that often. She says it's not even an evil number, like they say.
Yeah, it's meant... It means, you know, to beware of your thoughts, you know? And when I was... My aunt called me up on the phone one day. She knows I'm a flat earther. And she thinks it's just ridiculous. And she makes fun of me for it. She's like, Jamie, you should come, you know, to our church. And, you know, they're doing a... they're speaking on, you know, the mark of the beast. And I'm like, okay, well, I just want to go see, you know, how they're going to present this, you know, speech on it. You know, what's the real mark of the beast? And they, sure enough, as I predicted, they're pushing 666. Well, now the true mark of the beast, I believe to be a chip in the hand. technology. That's where we're headed. You know, first was checks, then it was credit cards, and then is it got a chip? No, put the chip. That's what it's going to come down to. There's a place out in Wisconsin that are chipping their employees, having chip parties. You know, it's just going to make life easier. You know, but do you really want a chip from the government implanted in your hand? Who knows what the hell is going to happen? You know, turn us into all zombies.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. So we're coming up on the hour, but I have a couple more questions I got to
okay,
ask you.
Okay.
And definitely before something might happen with your battery, if people want to reach you, do you want to leave your Facebook with me or anything, and I can put it in the show notes and stuff like that, or you don't want to do that?
Yeah, you can. I'll have to spell it out for you because it's kind of long, but it's
Send me the link. Just send me the link in my Facebook Messenger when we get off the air.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
I'll put it in the notes for the video, so when people watch it, they can find you and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure.
So the thing I always ask people near the end is, why did you decide to do this interview today?
I decided to do this interview because I wanted to not only try to enlighten people, but I wanted to learn more myself. Like, I wanted to learn more from you. You know, you have all these truth videos out there that I've actually tried to watch in chronological order from the first show that you ever did, you know, and then going past, you know, the shows that you did with Brendan, which I've been following him too in his trip down to Central America and, you know, his experiments. And I'm actually looking forward to his, you know, third episode. And dude, the guy's just, he's so full of knowledge, you know, and I don't want to say it boggles my mind, but it's almost mind boggling to the point where it's like, you know, he's got all this knowledge to share with people, but people don't take him seriously. And it's those that don't take him seriously. They don't have an open mind to what, you know, they always try to argue against it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he gets that all the time.
Yep, we all do. It's crazy. It's crazy. So, on a final note, what else are you looking into now besides just flat Earth and spirituality? Are there any topics you've been interested in? Like, you know, me, I look at different things. Like, what do you look at?
Well, Sandy Hook was a big one for me. Like, yeah. After you know, I kind of because you see the guy come out on TV for the interview and he's laughing, like, you know,
he's not only laughing, he's laughing and he doesn't realize the other camera's on,
right? Right. So
character after taking breaths, it's like, oh my god, dude.
So my buddy and I, you know, we get into these discussions and he's the total opposite of what I, you know, he's like, oh, Sandy Hook really happened, and how are you gonna, you know, laugh about
Don't disrespect the dead.
Right, exactly. And he's just like, it really happened. And well, why were those kids, you know, singing at the Super Bowl so many years later, you know, as they were older, you know? Did you ever see that clip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So he
like
just
3 years ago at the Super Bowl. Two or three
years
ago.
He's dead set against, you know, any kind of hoax, you know, any kind of school shooting. He thinks that they really happen. But
crazy.
You know what? So do you think that, you remember Columbine, right?
Yep.
Do you think that was a real shooting?
No, I would have to say no, but I would also have to say I haven't investigated it, so I couldn't tell somebody.
Right.
Wrong. But every single one that I've investigated since 9/11, they've all been hoax shootings. They've all been fake. There hasn't been a mass shooting. I don't think that anybody, you ever like listen to like maybe your mother or one of your relatives say, I can't believe how could somebody do that and walk into a school and shoot all these kids? Well, they couldn't. There's your answer. Nobody does that.
Right. So are you aware of the Illuminati card game?
Yes.
Okay, so you remember the shooting that happened in Vegas?
Yeah, I know the card from Vegas. I know the 9/11 cards, the Earth cards.
Okay, so are you aware of the Illuminati card? It's got
Uh-oh, did we lose him? I think we lost him, guys. That sucks. That was a really good interview. But it was almost about to wrap up, and we knew we might lose him. I want to thank everybody for listening. And let me just talk about this weekend real quick. It seems that his battery died. It seemed like his battery died. What, you guys don't want to hear me talk? I'm just kidding. So what I was going to say is Saturday, we're going to do a show. Me, Paul, and Joey Rocha are going to do a show on everything strange. Oh, Joey, what's up? He's using his wife's account. Joey, the interview just ended. I'm actually plugging Saturday's show right now. Our guest battery died, but he got pretty much the whole interview out except for maybe 3 or 4 minutes we were going to do. Saturday, Joey, who is in the chat right now, is going to come on with me and with Paul Knight, and we're going to talk about everything going on in the sky, how everything is not what we believe it. Basically, how everything isn't even what most of the truth community believes it to be. So you guys all know I have very different views on chemtrails and what other people believe. We're going to talk about the sky. I know Joey likes to talk about why it's the color it is. We're going to talk about the solar simulator. We're going to talk about the moon. We're going to talk about the sun. We're going to talk about – it's going to lead us into talk about the firmament. I'm going to talk about flight routes. I'm going to talk about the frozen Mandela effect planes. And we know if that's a Mandela effect type thing, but man, there were Mandela channels posting that with the frozen planes. The jet fuel hoax. Everything to go on with the sky and how it's absolutely not what we think it is. Blue beam, anything related to that. That's going to be the focus on Saturday. So make sure you guys tune in Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on The Real News Online on YouTube. And we got about 2 weeks left, and then we'll be back to the main channel. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the main channel. Okay? So thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Dose of Reality. My Awakening episode number 13. With Jamie Glanville, whose battery died on us and we lost. So we're signing out. Make sure you sub. Make sure you check us out on Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern. We're going to break down the entire artificial sky and all that. Right? Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.